Of you out there, have patience. Wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song simply says this.
Sometimes in life, you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry, you can wait, wait, wait on the Lord, and you'll see He always keep His word, but you must just trust in Him. Don't be dismayed. Whoa, can God say?
Patience in time of trouble.
Yeah.
Trust and believe.
Don't you be dismayed.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. The scripture readings are taken from Psalms 31, verses 1 through 5, and verses 23 and 24. Reading from the New International Version. Hear the word of God. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me. You are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but be proud, he pays back. But the proud, he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. The sermonic selection is entitled Wait on the Lord by James Wilson.
There's not a mountain too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. In time you get involved. It's our God, he cares about us. So wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord. Yeah.
The scripture has been read for your hearing, praying that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. You are my strength and my redeemer. The title of my message is Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. In Psalms 31, David empties his heart out to God about his problems. He offers up prayers to his Creator and moves to a point of giving praises. David traverses a road that is filled with disappointments and disencouragements. He suffers physical maladies, develops poor eyesight from his troubles, and he suffered from spiritual deprivation as well. There have been times in our lives when we have felt that we have been deserted by God. We have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, but somehow and for some reason, God seems to be unable to hear us, or has he turned a deaf ear to us? Or perhaps we thought, I must be worrying God. He must be attending to someone else now. Even when David was very disencouraged, he refers to God as his rock, which is his shield and his protector from attack. He names God as his fortress, who protects him from all sides and protects him from all angles, if you will. Therefore, David took complete refuge in God. There are many things that God wants us to get from Psalms 31. I will attempt to address a few of those. God wants to inform us about recompense. This is to make amends or to compensate someone for their loss or harm done to them. It is a reward given for loss or harm or effort made toward one's suffering. Biblically and theologically, it means to give back in return. Recompense. There is a settling of payments that Jesus taught us, revealing his character. In Luke 14, 12 and 14, Jesus teaches that we should give to those who cannot pay or cannot give in return. You see, when we give to others without expecting anything to reciprocate from the other person or persons, then Christ is reflected in us and through us. Can you recall the last time that you gave to someone without looking or hoping for the law of reciprocity to transpire? Giving without expecting something in return. Practice giving without expecting something in a mutual return. Let us be mindful that salvation comes to us by way of recompense. Salvation is something that we can never earn or deserve. Salvation has been given to us freely. Secondly, God desires for us to be committed to him. David in Psalms 31, verse 5 reads, "Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God." David, while living here on earth, by committing his spirit to God, put his complete trust in God. When dying on the cross, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." While Stephen was being stoned to death, he prayed, "Lord, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this against them." When he said this, he fell asleep. Stephen was confident that he was merely passing from a temporary life here on earth into the eternal life with God, under God's eternal care. We should all commit ourselves to God. Commit your possessions. Commit your professions, your families, and your vocations to an ever faithful God. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. God longs for us to have hope in him. In the story of David and Goliath, it is obvious from the scripture that Goliath was a ginormous specimen of a man in comparison to David. Goliath wore a suit of armor that weighed 125 pounds. He carried a sword that no doubt was commensurate with his size. He stood 9 feet and 9 inches tall and had all appearance of that of a warrior. David, on the contrary, did not have the appearance of a warrior. He stood about 5 foot 5 inches tall, and that was quite a notable difference. Also, the fact that David took a slingshot and a bag of rocks to a sword fight seems to make for a hopeless, unevenly matched pair from the beginning. And yet, David was confident that God saves, not by the sword or spear. Because of Goliath's defying stance before the armies of the living God, and because David was courageous and had a strong and unwavering faith in God, David was victorious over Goliath. We all go through trying times. We often confront problems and situations that seem to be insurmountable. That's when we have to be constant in prayer with God through Jesus Christ. Our faith must be unwavering. Believe that God will do what he has promised to do. We must wait on the Lord. God wants to inform us about recompense. God desires for us to be totally committed to him. God longs for us to have hope in him. By recompensing to others who are not able to give back in return, commit totally and wholeheartedly to God all that is yours. Those who have hope in me will not be disappointed, as written in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 23 in the NIV. Do you want to take courage in the Lord? Do you want to commit to him today? You can do that right now. Just open your heart and invite him in. It's as easy as that. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a God of recompense. There are times when it was extremely difficult for us to give willingly to others without expecting something back for ourselves in return. Thank you for your forgiveness and guiding us and teaching us in your word how to correct the errors of our misguided ways. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Lord, we pray for those who seek your refuge or seek refuge in you. Be their rock and their fortress. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen and amen. The closing song is entitled "Wait on the Lord" by Pastor Shirley Caesar.
The Bible said, David, wait on the Lord. He said, renew your strength. And when you wait on him, He'll make things all right. When you wait on, He'll bring that wondering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, He'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you ask the Lord to spare a sick loved one's life and they died anyhow? Well, what you need to do is have faith in God and realize that God does not make mistakes. I know He doesn't. He deals with patience. Somebody came to me one day, said, "Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name Him and claim her, and somebody else walks down the aisle with them?" Well, I told them, "Don't worry about it. He wasn't yours no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me He'd give me the desires of my heart and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building. I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord." That's what I did. I made up in my mind I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
No matter what people say, He said He would.
Yeah. You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet, 1 ounce at a time. And at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money. God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.